Now let's talk about, this is obviously something that is come up with by somebody who works in the written world, because nobody who works in the audio world would come up with a phrase like non-nutritive sweeteners, because non-nutritive is not an easy word to say out loud. But apparently, they were once kind of touted as healthy alternatives to sugar, which is, as we all know, not very good for one. But it turns out that these non-nutritive sweeteners are not very good for us either. Food writer for the Daily Maverick, Adele Sulkis, joins us now. Adele, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
Do you manage non-nutritive with no trouble at all?
Not quite, but let me be clear that I did not invent the term.
Okay, there we go. Can we define what non-nutritive sweeteners are before we go on to the dangers they pose?
Yes. So they are chemical substances, usually artificially derived. There are a few that are derived from plants that have no nutritional value at all, including no energy value, so no calories, which is why they have become popular as an alternative to sugar.
So aspartame is one that is a name that's been discussed, and its negative consequences have been discussed for a very long time. I've been part of and listened to many conversations on Cape Talk about the dangers of aspartame. But some of the others, I mean, like stevia, for example, I've heard a lot of people singing the praises of stuff like stevia.
Yeah, well, stevia is actually one of the plant-derived ones, along with monk fruit, which is a new one. Stevia, I think, is considered to be sort of the best of a bad lot, as UK's Tim Spector, who's an eminent nutritionist, called it. But stevia is one of four sweeteners, which are sucralose, saccharin, aspartame, and stevia as the fourth, that have been found to be damaging in some of this recent research that I was writing about.
Because, I mean, this the most recent study that you were writing about is one of those that does the sort of golden standard of double-blind, randomized trials, and it shows quite disturbing results for these substances.
Yes, exactly. So that study involved 120 healthy adults who had been selected from around 1,200 adults. They were selected because they had never before had any of these so-called non-nutritive or non-sugar sweeteners. They were divided into six groups. Each of four groups got one of the sweeteners over a two-week period. A fifth group got just straight sugar, basically, and a sixth group got nothing. And the results of the trial were based on those six groups. And what the trial showed was that sucralose and saccharin in particular are damaging to blood sugar response. So in other words, they cause a spike in our blood sugar, even though, unlike sugar, they have no energy. Aspartame and stevia, along with sucralose and saccharin, are thought to damage our gut bacteria. And this is somewhat linked to the issue around bad blood sugar response.
And you know, one of the points you make in the article, and I do recommend that anybody with even a vague interest in this read the article, because it is comprehensive and very interesting. One of the dangers is that because of the sugar taxes which have been imposed in South Africa and many other places in the world, what manufacturers have been doing is taking the sugar out so they avoid the sugar tax, but they've perhaps been leaving a little bit in, and then they've been adding these sweeteners to keep the sweet experience of the sweet taste, but not fall foul of the sugar tax laws. And that is making those drinks perhaps even more problematic than they were before the sugar taxes started to come in.
Exactly. I mean, to be fair, it's only recently that this kind of new thinking around non-sugar sweeteners has come to light. But it was the case when the sugar tax in South Africa was introduced almost 5 years ago. This wasn't known. So I think in good faith, government and manufacturers thought, okay, we'll take out the sugar, we'll get rid of some of the harm, we'll put in these non-sugar sweeteners that are thought to be inert, basically, to have no effect on us, and all will be fine. And, you know, given that this research was not yet done and not yet known, when government did put the sugar tax in place, they didn't at the same time say manufacturers can't use non-nutritive sweeteners instead. So now we find ourselves, as you're pointing out, in a situation where we have the kind of double whammy of both sugar and these chemicals that are now shown to be dangerous for us.
In terms of, I don't have any kind of sugar in my tea. I drink a lot of herb tea, but when I have Earl Grey or whatever, I'm very happy to have it without tea. But I do like my coffee with half a spoon of sugar. And I've tried things like xylitol and some of the alternatives, and I just haven't enjoyed them. So I say, okay, I only have two cups of coffee a day, so that's one spoon of sugar a day. That's not too bad. But in terms of the alternatives which don't carry the risks of the aspartames and the others, so, you know, something like xylitol, are there alternatives on our shelves which are health neutral?
Look, I can't speak to the science on that, because it seems that some of the alternatives haven't yet been thoroughly studied. The first thing I would say is, if the only added sugar you're having in your day is 2 half teaspoons of sugar in your coffee, you're probably better off having the sugar. The second thing is, xylitol and other sweeteners that all end in ol are all derived from a sugar alcohol and are sort of less chemically processed than some of these others, like saccharin, aspartame, and so on. So those are probably relatively less harmful, but not being a nutritionist, I can't state that as gospel. I think that's just a kind of logical conclusion.
Adele, thank you very much. Folks, read the article. It's on the Daily Maverick. Adele Silkus is a food writer for that website.